Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, the Lord is good. The Lord is kind. The Lord is wonderful. Lord is whatever adjective you want to use as positive. That's who God is. Good morning, and God bless all of you. Thank you for joining us for this time of a word and prayer. We are on day nine tomorrow. We hit double digits, amen. Tomorrow is day 10, but our focus is today. Today is day nine. Thank you all for taking this journey with us, and I pray that God is blessing you along the way. It's also Friday, so we thank and praise God for that as well. All right, our word for the morning coming from the Gospel of John, John's Gospel, chapter number 8. In your own personal private time with God, I would that you would read the entire 8th chapter. But for our time this morning, I just want to look at the last two verses, verses 58 and 59. John's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 58 and 59. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Very truly I tell you, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. At this they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about stand on business. Standing on business. Beloved, this phrase is a colloquial expression that means to stay on your grind. To stand on business or be standing on business means that you don't just talk about it, but you be about it. And when you're faced with a situation, you are urged to handle your affairs. And as believers, I believe wholeheartedly that if we handle God's business, God will handle our business. In fact, beloved, in this latter part of the text in John chapter 8, they keep coming for Jesus. Yeah, they keep coming for Jesus, and things start to intensify as Jesus is preparing to make his way to the cross. As things keep intensifying, as things keep coming up, as they keep coming at Jesus, Jesus keeps responding. And the responses that Jesus gives, it baffles them. Jesus talks about the fact in John 8:55, verse 55, about his knowledge of God. Verse 55 says, though you do not know him, I know him. If I said I did not, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and obey his word. Then Jesus messed up again and started talking about how, you know, Abraham longed to see the day of my arrival. That's in verse 56. It says, your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. And then they got offended, verse 57, where they say, man, listen, you're not even 50 years old yet. And you're talking about you've seen Abraham. Now, that's not exactly what Jesus said, but that's how they took it. They took it as, you know, Jesus is talking all this knowledge, and you're not even 50 years old yet. You're not, you know, you still got milk all around your mouth. Anyway, you're too young to know these things. But what really set them off, oh, my gosh, what really set them off, what really got them upset was when Jesus shared what scholars call the hidden I am, the hidden I am. This I am that Jesus says and shares in John chapter 8 is not a part of the seven I am statements of Christ. where Jesus purports these different things, and it's supposed to be a listing of, you know, who he is. No, in John 8, Jesus stands on business. And he says specifically that he is the great I am. And they knew what he was saying. Verse 58 talks about before Abraham was born, I am. Oh, my God. And this was the most direct that Jesus had ever been in his claim to be one with God. In fact, Jesus shows us what it means to stand on business. So the relevant question this morning is, what does standing on business mean for us? We see what it means for Jesus, but what does standing on business, staying on your grind, or not just talking about it, but being about it, handling your affairs, what does that mean for us? There are three things quickly out of this text that I believe will be a blessing so y'all can stand on business too. First thing we see here, beloved, is a part of God's plan for your life is that the concealed will be revealed. The concealed will be revealed. Look at verse 58. Jesus says, very truly I tell you. I told y'all before, whenever Jesus says, very truly I tell you, you say, hey, pay attention to this. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. And listen, everybody knew what that meant. Everybody knew what that meant. That meant that Jesus was making a connection with God the Father, that Jesus was standing on business. And what Jesus was doing was only fulfilling the plan to continue to give God glory. It's right here in verse 49 and 50. Verse 49 and 50 of John chapter 8, they had said, man, you are a Samaritan and that you're demon-possessed. And verse 49, Jesus responds, I'm not possessed by a demon. No. But I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Verse 50, I'm not seeking glory for myself, but there is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. In other words, Jesus is only fulfilling the plan that was given to him by the Father. And a part of the plan, beloved, when you stand on business, is that sometimes what is concealed from others will be revealed by God. Listen, I've learned this, that when you stand on business for the Lord, that sometimes God can show them better than he can tell them. That what is concealed will be revealed. For Jesus, it was the fact that he is co-joined with the great I am. For us, it is the fact that what God has placed in us will be shown outside of us, that God will use us in such a way that people must recognize the fact that we're standing on business. But there's more here, beloved. There's more. Not only will the concealed be revealed, but the second thing I want to show you in the text is when you stand on business, what's in their hands against you is not bigger than God's plans for you. What's in their hands against you is not bigger than God's plans for you. Look at the A clause of verse 59. Now, they big man, because Jesus is saying, you know, I got connections with the Father, and I'm only fulfilling the plan to give God the glory. They're big man, and so what they do is, at this, the Bible says, they pick up stones to stone him. Watch this. When they heard the hidden truth, they prepared to stone him. Listen, the stones symbolize their small power to try to control the situation. They had rocks in hand, but watch this. With their rocks in hand, they cannot still shift God's plan. Their arms are too small to box with God. And listen, God is showing us, beloved, that when someone raises their hand against you, when someone lifts up their small power to try to control what God has going on in your life, never forget that their hands may be against you, but God's plans are for you because you remain devoted to the Lord. And Jesus shares with us in verse 51, very truly I tell you, pay attention to this. Verse 51, very truly I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never see death. In other words, beloved, listen, y'all can raise your hand to try to go against God's plan, but it's going to fail because I'm standing on business. I'm obeying the word of the Father, and the promise is that those who obey my word will never see death. While they didn't understand this, if you keep reading, they interpret this a different way. They didn't understand, but Jesus understood the plan, and that's all that matters. When they don't understand, as long as you understand, that's all that matters. Because the plan of God will not be thwarted over your life. I don't know who needs to hear this, but the plan of God will not be thwarted over your life. What's in their hands against you can do nothing against God's plans for you. But here's the final thing, beloved. When you stand on business, even though it's scary, you're facing an imminent threat, they're big mad at you, they're trying to go against you, here's the last thing I want you to see, beloved. This blessed me. This blessed me. Last thing I want you to see is that you can't silence what God has sanctioned. Oh, you can't silence what God has sanctioned. Look at the B clause of verse 59. They trying to stone him, but Jesus hid himself slipping away from the temple grounds. Jesus was able to slip away. Why? Because God's plans is not according to their timetable. Please don't miss this. But God's plans are according to God's timetable. It was not his time to die. So God already said, listen, you're going to be able to slip out of this. Because, listen, they can't silence what I have sanctioned. The enemy wants to control the timetable. And so they want to insert themselves with their small stones of power to try to control the situation. But they can't silence what God has sanctioned. So God has already got a plan for your escape. God has already got a plan for you to slip away. Because their timetable is not God's timetable. Jesus' enemies were never, please hear me on this, and I'm praying, Jesus' enemies were never able to arrest, detain, or even kill him until God said, now is the time because it's a part of my plan. Anytime they tried to detain Jesus, arrest Jesus, or even kill Jesus before time, because you can't silence what God has sanctioned, and because their rocks were too small to try to control the situation, they were able to escape. So you can't silence what God has sanctioned. God will always provide a supernatural way of escape. And I don't know who needs to hear that, but God has already prepared a way in which you will be able to evade, to escape, to slip away from whatever anyone is trying to set up against you. The late Dr. Charles Edward Booth would always say, God's always got one more move. Charles Edward Booth, I miss him to this day, would say, they playing checkers while God's playing chess. So keep up on business for the Lord, and the Lord will see you through. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come saying thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us this day and giving us the opportunity that even in the face of opposition, that we're going to stand on business. We're going to stay on our grind. We're not just going to talk about it, God, but we're going to be about it, Lord. No matter what situation we face, we're going to handle our affairs as believers, God, because we wholeheartedly believe, Lord Jesus, that when we work to execute your plan, that your hand, Lord God, will bring about the deliverance that we need, and that, Lord God, what is concealed will be revealed to those around us, that they might hear and know that we are children of the Most High God. So, Lord, as we stand on business for you, we ask, Lord Jesus, that if we take care of your business, Lord, please take care of our business. God, we love you, adore you, and bless you, and we honor you this day. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen. If y'all get anything out of this message and this prayer, just stand your ground. Stand on business for the Lord. Stay on your grind, and God will provide you with a supernatural way to escape until God's plans are revealed and unfolded in your life. Be blessed. Day 9, stand on business. Amen.